Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Monday the 18th of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Atsira, Forties, Dogger, Fisher and German Bight. The general synopsis at 1800, Atlantic low 1012, expected Ireland 998 by 1800 Monday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, northerly or northwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, except in North Atsira, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, north or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later, becoming variable 3 or less later in Dogger. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, northwest becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, showers, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west becoming cyclonic for a time 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4 becoming westerly 4 to 6 in north, showers, good. Trafalgar, variable 4 or less, fair, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. North Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly 4 to 6, showers, good. Seoul, west 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, west becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, north veering west 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, then slight later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, west or northwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, north 2 to 4, backing east or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, north or northeast 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in southeast Iceland. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north-northeast 4, 30 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Stornoway, northwest 4, rain, 16 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Lerwick, northwest by north 5, heavy rain and snow, 2 miles, 1005, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest by north 4, recent precipitation, 13 miles, 1009, now falling. Aberdeen, west northwest 3, heavy rain and snow, 1500 metres, 1010, now rising. Lucas, west 2, 35 miles, 1011, now falling. Boomer, west by north 4, 1010, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by north 2, 1009, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 6, 11 miles, 1012. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west 6, 1013, falling slowly. Jersey, west by north 5, 16 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Channel, light vessel automatic, west by south 6, 1016. Scilly automatic, west 4, 12 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west 5, slight drizzle and rain, 6 miles, 1012, falling. Aberporth, west-northwest 4, slight rain, 8 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Valley, north-northwest 1, 35 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by west 3, recent rain, 12 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Valencia, west 5, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north-northwest 2, 27 miles, 1012, steady. Malin Head, north-northeast 4, 5 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast by south 1, 32 miles, 1012, rising slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, the United Kingdom lies in a strong and showery northwesterly airflow with wintry showers at times for northern and northeastern coasts. A deepening area of low pressure will move across central England on Monday night, bringing gales to southern coasts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, north or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, sleet or snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Rattray Head, veering north 4 or 5 later. Wintry showers, mainly in north, good, occasionally very poor in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, then rain or sleet later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, then east 5 or 6 later. Showers, then rain or sleet later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then easterly or southeasterly 5 or 6 later. Showers, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in Lyme Bay, increasing 7 at times later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or northwest, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north or northwest 3 to 5, veering east or southeast 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, north becoming variable 2 to 4, then east or northeast 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, then rain or sleet later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, north or northeast 3 or 4, veering east or northeast 5 to 7 later. Fair, then rain or sleet later, good, occasionally poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northerly or northeasterly, veering easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 later in south. Showers, then rain or sleet later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly, veering easterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, then occasional rain or sleet later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north or northeast, veering east or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Wintry showers, but snow showers in north, good, occasionally poor, becoming very poor at times in north. Shetland Isles, north or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's it, with the time coming up to 1 o'clock. Radio 4 will be handing over to the BBC World Service shortly. Don't forget, Radio 4 Extra continues through the night. And of course, there's plenty to keep you informed, educated and entertained on BBC Sounds until Radio 4 returns at 5:20. Until then, this is Richard Evans at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you're listening to us, a very peaceful night. Good night.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. US officials say that President Biden has authorised Ukraine to use American long-range missiles to strike targets deep inside Russia. The decision marks a significant reversal in US policy, although there's been no formal announcement by Mr. Biden, who will hand over to Donald Trump in January. David Willis reports.
Despite repeated requests by Ukraine, President Biden has been reluctant to approve the use of these powerful missiles for fear of provoking retaliation by Moscow and escalating the conflict. His change of heart is thought to have followed the arrival last month of around 10,000 North Korean Special Forces troops to help Russia in its effort to dislodge Ukrainian forces from the Kursk region of eastern Russia. With a range of almost 200 miles, these supersonic guided missiles can be fitted either with cluster munitions or conventional warheads.
President Biden has promised more funding to fight climate change during the first visit by a sitting US president to the Amazon rainforest. Mimi Swaby has more details.
Speaking from the city of Manaus, in the heart of the Amazon rainforest, Joe Biden pledged to mobilise hundreds of millions of dollars to reforest, restore and protect more than 50,000 square kilometres of land. Aside from the numbers, Mr. Biden touted his administration's clean energy revolution, adding, in reference to President-elect Donald Trump, that nobody can reverse it, not when so many people, regardless of party or politics, are enjoying its benefits. He also warned against the dangers of global warming, which have often been dismissed by Mr. Trump, who's vowed to roll back climate legislation to fund tax cuts.
Hezbollah officials say the Lebanese militant group's media chief has been killed by an Israeli airstrike in central Beirut. Mohammed Afif was one of the group's few remaining public faces. Israel's latest airstrike hit the headquarters